السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Brutality of the entity of the Jews and the silence of the treacherous rulers. Translated. Indeed, the approval of the Knesset, of the entity of the Jews, of the law of applying execution against our brothers, the Palestinian prisoners, is a clear evidence upon the extent of the tyranny of the Jews, the ones who incurred anger. And indeed, this criminal law is more severe in horror, for it came at a time in which the massacres that have no equal continue in Gaza, and under the closure of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the Blessed. So this is not merely a legal document. Rather, it is legalization for a war of extermination against the Muslims in the Blessed Land and its surroundings. On the 30th of March, 2026, a gang from the accursed ones celebrated in the corridors of the Knesset under the leadership of what is called the Minister of National Security, Itamar Ben-Gavir, by drinking toasts celebrating this ruling. Indeed, the wearing of Ben-Gavir of a badge in the shape of a rope of the gallows and naming it, quote-unquote, a national pride is mockery of the Ummah of Islam of 2 billions and the most vile representation of enmity against the Muslims. But the matter more painful is that while the entity of the Jews is drowning in the blood of the people of Gaza and closes Al-Aqsa and prepares gallows of execution for about 6,000 Palestinian prisoners, the treacherous regimes existing in the lands of the Muslims still remain silent, the silence of graves. Indeed, it continues diplomatic relations and the official meetings and the trade with the Jewish entity as if nothing was. And by that, these regimes became a partner to the Jewish entity in these massacres and injustice. As for their hollow condemnations, then they are nothing except a mask to calm the anger of the peoples. And in this chain of treachery, the role of the Uzbek regime and the religious administration affiliated to it under the leadership of the Mufti appears. So instead of that, it stands by protecting the interests of the oppressed Muslims with firmness. It continues strengthening the political and economic cooperation and the diplomatic relations with the entity of the Jews. As for those quote-unquote scholars who it was supposed upon them to awaken the people with the word of truth and to call it to support the oppressed, then they do nothing except supplication for the actions of the president and preaching with gratitude, instead of defending the rights of our brothers and the ones exposed to execution. We say to the Uzbek regime and to the religious administration and the Mufti, there is no excuse for you and no argument. You have exceeded all red lines. You have violated these limits since you chose the approval of the criminal Jewish entity. And especially the people of quote-unquote turbans and robes, the speakers with the deen, you are the ones who exchanged with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a small worldly gain and took your rulers as lords besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the consequence of that disgrace and humiliation in the two abodes. And know that those will abandon you easily after they finish from your toil. And on the day of reckoning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will seize you by your forelocks. Why did you not say the truth? And there is no doubt in that. So indeed, their condition on that day, if they do not repent, will be disgraceful and painful. And we say to the Muslims in our lands, indeed the cause of blessed Palestine is the cause of the Ummah altogether. And indeed, your brothers, the ones sitting in captivity of the Jews, are not in need of your supplication only. Rather, they are in need of your practical movement. And indeed, sufficing with supplication and requesting well-being does not clear the liability when the usurping entity of the Jews judges by executing them. Rather, it is obligatory upon you to exert all what is in your ability, including pressure upon the regime and the Mufti and the religious administration by direct or indirect ways and through the network of electronic communication to push them towards movement. At the least, you must show that their position is not your position. Rather, you stand beside your brothers in Palestine, meaning beside faith and justice. And the most important than that, realize that the only path to put a limit to the massacres and injustice and tyranny, which has reached its peak against the Muslims in Gaza and Libya and Iraq at the hand of America, the colonizer, and the Jewish entity is the establishment of the state of the Khilafah, Caliphate. Then our blessed state will break the chains of Al-Aqsa and put a limit to the massacres in the region and hang the ropes of gallows which were wrapped around the necks of our Muslim brothers around the necks of those accursed ones themselves. So as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتِلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ. The Imam is but a shield behind whom they fight and by whom they are protected. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Uzbekistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.